What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
This is Kai from the Love and Murder Podcast, and you're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and my partner in crime is Brian Colburn, with our special guest, John D. from the Movies Lovers, TV Lovers Unite podcast. Welcome, everybody.
What's up? What's up?
Thanks for having me, guys. I do appreciate the invite. I definitely enjoyed some GTA.
Now, your show is called Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite. Should it be changed before we start recording the rest of the episode to Movie Lovers, TV Lovers, Video Game Lovers Unite? Because tonight we are talking Grand Theft Auto. It's the show that Gomez has been wanting since episode one. It is finally happening. And you are our guest for this for this episode. I would like to know, because your podcast is centered around movies and television, tell us a little bit about why you're excited to talk GTA tonight with us.
Well, despite the fact, yes, it's a video game, but also too, outside the video game, it has a very cinematic experience that you can actually relate to as well. Like, for instance, with Vice City, you have the Scarface theme, pretty much, inside the mansion. Grand Theft Auto 3, you have the Godfather. You have references to other things. It's just that they're changed to different names, so that way, if they don't have licenses, they can go on hand, just change it to any name that they want to. And also, too, even the music in itself is very cinematic in its own way, especially whenever a way that TV and movies have changed over the years, especially TV, because now TV is actually basically cinematic as well. And they also incorporate regular songs now, opposed to how it was in the 80s and 90s and stuff like that. So that's why I love playing Grand Theft Auto, is because of the fact that you have a cinematic vibe to it. Not only do you have a cinematic vibe to it, but you can also go ahead and drive around in your car and just listen to music that you can just wild and out about. And that's why I love Grand Theft Auto so much.
Awesome. Now I see Gomez with this smile that's so big, but doesn't even fit on the screen. Gomez, you have been waiting for this episode since the beginning. It is finally coming true.
Well, how many episodes have I talked about Grand Theft Auto? Gee, Rockstar Games, please. I'm like the biggest fan. Help me to help you.
So now you're getting your chance, an all Grand Theft Auto episode. How hard did you find it putting together a list after all the times you've talked about it on this show so far?
Oh, dude, you got to understand. I put the greatest top 10 list of all-time favorite things to do in the game. Oh, wait a minute. We're supposed to talk about music, right?
Right, unfortunately.
Oh, man. I can't talk about the sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Well, the rock and roll part, you can.
Listen, I've been excited about this for a long time. From Grand Theft Auto 1 to PlayStation 1 to now me playing PlayStation 5 with my PlayStation 4, Grand Theft Auto 5 version. I got in a little Vice City today with the Nintendo Switch a little bit. And it was kind of funny. The character Tommy, do you know who the voiceover of who's in this?
Ray Liotta.
Yes. And let me tell you, unfortunately, he's gone and we lost another great actor. But man, does he play that character to a T. And I was playing that a little bit today. And, you know, it's just so much fun. And I've been so dying for this Grand Theft Auto. And I've been knocking on Rockstar's Twitter a lot lately, and I'm still gonna keep knocking on their door saying, dude, I represent Grand Theft Auto. I'm like one of the biggest fans maybe in the world. I know there's probably someone bigger than me in general, because I am a big guy, but I love the game so much. You know, it's one of those things, Brian, and I can't wait to dive in musically tonight. It's all about the music tonight.
That it is, and thank God for that, because if we were doing the top 10 things that happen in the game, my number one would be go out and buy the game because I've never played the game before. So tonight I am coming at this show with zero knowledge. I am pulling the Gomez Eric Church episode 2 card. I have zero Grand Theft Auto knowledge, and I am going to default to both you, Gomez, and you, John, to tell me where my songs may or may not fit into the game, but they are all from the game. So I came from this from a completely different place from where you guys are, and I can't wait to see how this unfolds tonight.
It's going to be fun tonight.
Let's do this.
All right, let's get down to business. If you like what you're hearing on Playlist Wars and you want to support the show, please consider becoming a Patreon member. It's quite easy. Head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and select whatever tier works best for you. Gomez and I sincerely appreciate the support. Once again, that's patreon.com/playlistwars. Tonight, our topic is the music of Grand Theft Auto. And we've each individually created a playlist with a batch of our top 10 favorite tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior till now. Throughout the episodes, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens one by one, crafting what we each feel is the perfect GTA playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the playlister jury, to vote at playlistwarspodcast.com to decide once and for all which one of us got it right. And while you're at playlistwarspodcast.com, you can also listen to each one of our playlists just in case you want to hear our individual thought processes through the songs themselves. Later on in the show, we're each going to choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song someone on the panel chose, but you didn't. So, John, why don't you kick things off with your track one?
So my track one is actually one of my favorite songs. And matter of fact, this actually gets me amped up to play Grand Theft Auto just kicking off. And I have to go with Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name. It's played off of San Andreas, which is actually one of my favorite ones aside from Vice City. When I think of this song, I'm just thinking of the hardcore edge of just the guitar riff and the energize of the lead singer. I'm just going all into it, speeding down the road in my car, not even caring, and just basically just enjoying the game for what it is.
Awesome, awesome pick. That would be a top honorable mention. It was one of my cuts I had to make off my list. San Andreas is such a great game. Great pick to start off, though.
Thank you.
I love the song. And Gomez, we're going to have a first tonight on Playlist Wars. First song of the night. I haven't heard any of your songs or nine other of John's songs. And I'm calling this as my honorable mention pick of the night. I argued with this song in so many positions that there is no other song that I think can top it. And I'm hedging my bets early in the night. We'll see how that plays out. I might regret it. I got 19 opportunities to regret this decision.
Yeah, you do.
But I'm going all in on this show. It's a Playlist Wars first. Gomez, we are back to you with your track one.
So let me tell you something, Grand Theft Auto. This has to be one of the hardest ones I've done in a long time. But my number one, I'm going to go back to Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Let's start off with a little Bryan Adams Run to You. Nothing beats off hearing this song when you get done with a job and you're in your car and you hear this song and you go for a little drive. I'll tell you, it's just a great tune. It was number six in the Billboard Hot 100. The single was certified gold in Canada in 1985, and it does feature in the Grand Theft Auto Vice City video game Flash FM. This is what I love about this song. It was just a great tune to hear after you get done with a job. Doesn't matter if you were on a mission or you're doing something else, but it was a lot of fun driving and hearing this song. So track one, Bryan Adams, Run to You.
Gomez, if this was a Bryan Adams episode, I would be telling you where on my playlist this song is, but it's not. And I went in a different direction with my playlist, so it is not on my list, but I absolutely love that song, easily in a Bryan Adams episode for me, but not tonight. John?
Yeah, it's not on my list either. Even though I like the song, I like the context with it, of course, whenever, like you said, whenever you're doing a job. With this track list, I actually had to go through each individual game and make a top 10 list of each game. and then go ahead and maximize it and slim it down to 10 songs for an official list. So that's what I did. And unfortunately, that one didn't make the cut for me.
All right. Well, we are moving on to my track one. And my track one comes from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. At least that's what my research told me. You guys might say otherwise if Wikipedia was wrong.
Damn that Wikipedia.
But it is also the opening track and second single from this band's 1992 album, Dirt. I am kicking things off with Alice in Chains, Them Bones, reached number 24 on the Billboard US Mainstream Rock Chart. And look, if you want to kick off a playlist with some immediate authority, this song does it. It opens up Dirt with authority, and it's opening up my playlist with some authority. For video game fans outside of Grand Theft Auto, the song has also appeared on ATV Off-Road Fury, Madden NFL 10, Guitar Hero 2, and Guitar Hero Smash Hits, as well as Doom 2. My track one, Alice in Chains, Them Bones.
Love that pick. It did not make my cut, though. Another hard cut.
John?
Same here as well. I wanted to put it down because I love Alice in Chains, and I also like the 90s grunge era. But for me, I actually had to axe that one because there was just so many other great songs within the gameography of Grand Theft Auto. So I had to get that one the X on, unfortunately.
All right. Well, with that, we're right back to you for your track two then.
Okay. So my track two, I've actually was struggling with this one because I wanted to put another song in its place. But because of the fact that this was also played on School of Rock, and because of the fact that I love the song so much, I like Stevie Nicks' song, Edge of 17, with GTA 4. Yeah. And the reason why I like it is because of the fact that you have this melody that you're going through there with Stevie Nicks' voice, and it just echoes throughout the streets whenever you're doing a mission or a side job and stuff like that, to the point where you just get lost in the music and you forget what you're doing, and next thing you know, time ran out because of the fact that you're listening to the track versus doing the mission or the side mission. Mm-hmm. So that's why I picked that song, because of the fact that every time I hear the song, I think of Jack Black singing this, and I just can't get over it. It's just one of those songs that I love.
Unbelievable pick. That's a great one. I was thinking about that, but again, it's just so, there were so many great songs. So unfortunately, there's no Stevie Nicks on my playlist tonight.
And I'll say this a second time, that's not where my playlist goes. I'm sure it's a pretty obvious assumption where my playlist is heading, right from my track one and my honorable mention that I gave away right at track one. But I love this song. That was one of my choices back on episode 27, The Battle of 80s Divas, with Lauren Carey from the Beard Owl podcast. I have a lot to say about the song. You can check that episode out. I'm not going to repeat it all tonight. Absolutely love the song, but did not go where my playlist was taking me. Gomez, we're back to you for track two.
Let's go back to Vice City. One thing I love about Vice City is the 80s vibe. Love the cheesy t-shirts. Love the old Corvettes, the old Ferraris. Let's bring out the good old days of Scarface, everybody. But again, another time when you get an emotional job that you do on this game. What's great when you jump in the car after an emotional job or you're about to start an emotional job? With Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart. It was released in 1983. It was the album's first single. It did reach the number one on Billboard Hot 100 charts and is the hottest mainstream rock charts. Talk about just one of those great songs that has been remixed over and over again. And hearing this song, the guitar riff, dun, 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 I don't know what it is. It makes me want to drive fast in this game for some strange reason. And in real life too. So something, no guys, I do not play GTA in real life. Let's just say that now. But this is just one of those songs I love in the 80s. Made sense. It was perfect for Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Track two, Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't pick that one or anything like that, but I do have something on the list from Vice City. There was just so many songs that was actually on my rough draft that I just had to give that one the axe, unfortunately.
Gomez, I'm going to have to go with the opposite of Yes.
And say no.
And say no, not for any lack of respect for this band. I love it. I think Michael from Michael's Record Collection might vote for you if he is lives past this show, because remember, he does a shot every time you say Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, so yeah,
this episode's
true.
Gonna be rough for him.
He might have been one tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
Yeah, right. But I know he's a huge Yes fan, so you might have just won a vote there, but it did Woo-hoo! Not make my list. Moving on to my track two, I'm going from Grand Theft Auto, The Lost and Damned. And I am going with another opening track for an album, as well as the opening track for this band's set list on their massive 2022 The Stadium Tour. I'm going with Motley Crue, Wild Side. Look, I don't know anything about this game, but from what I've heard, Wild Side is a perfect fit for the narrative of the game, but even more importantly, musically, it's a more perfect fit for the vibe of my playlist. Cover versions, Country, Gretchen Wilson on the Nashville Outlaws, a tribute to Motley Crue album. Kick-ass country version. And we also talked about this song, surprise, surprise, on episode 12, The Battle of Motley Crue, with our friend Derek from the I Effin' Love This Record podcast. Hope you guys check that one out. My track two, Motley Crue, Wild Side.
I did drop a movie bomb on Wild Side on that episode. So you get a chance, check out episode 12. And people on Twitter, let me know what that movie was. I want to hear the responses. DM me. Send the message on Twitter. I want to hear the answers.
Well, more importantly now, after that soliloquy, did it make your list?
No.
Oh, wonderful. John.
No, it didn't make my list, unfortunately.
All right. Well, we are back to you for track three.
So track three, here's the thing. I love the Smashing Pumpkins. Smashing Pumpkins is probably one of my favorite bands, and I got to see them live whenever I was in New Orleans. But there's something just special about Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness album, which is the double album. And when you put out a double album, you want it to be different from each other. And they do something that's totally different with the two double disc album that I really love. So with that being said, I actually chose 1979 from GTA 4. As one of my favorite songs to actually play on the video game.
That is awesome. Why I'm jumping up and down. It's my number five, 1979, Grand Theft Auto 4. Unbelievable. It reached number 12 in the United States in the charts, in the top 20, several countries all over the place, including Australia and United Kingdom. It was nominated for the Record of the Year and Best Rock Performance by a duo and a group vocal in the 38th Grammys. And it's also in one of my other favorite movies, Clerks 2. So you can't go wrong with that one. So as you know me, John, I'm a huge movie and TV nut, but I'm not going to add any other video games because we're talking about the main video game, Grand Theft Auto, that I always talk about. So great pick. That's my number five, Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. Brian, don't tell me we're going to have to give you this axe.
Gentlemen, we have the opportunity to see me take the axe and chop this trifecta. I do not have Smashing Pumpkins on my list. It doesn't go in the direction I'm headed. My apologies.
Heart attack. Heart attack.
Breaks my heart, man. Breaks my heart.
Gomez, back to you for track three.
So I got to say, I love Grand Theft Auto Vice City, that I have maybe one or two more songs off this one. Now, this one hits me personally because it was a TV show that I loved growing up besides Knight Rider, Airwolf, and Dukes of Hazzard. The one that I chose is Jan Hammer's Crockett's theme from the Miami Vice TV show. I'll tell you, he was an amazing musician for this, and he really brought it in the 80s. He had a lot of great hits in the Miami Vice TV show. And something about this, you know, Don Johnson's character was James Sonny Crockett. He was a vice cop in Miami, which Grand Theft Vice City is where it's located in Miami, or portrays to be. And it was in the episode Calderon's Return Part 1. It's just one of those great songs. And it's one of those songs that I love hearing when I'm driving to the missions, or I'm just driving around cruising for a bruising. Let's just say that. So track three, Jam Hammer's Crockett's theme from GTA Vice City.
It's a great 80s. I have the soundtrack on CD. I love it. had you went with You Belong in the City, I don't even know if it's on Grand Theft Auto.
No, I don't think it was.
Okay, so can't edge out my Rage Against the Machine, though, and it's not on my list, but a good pick, though. I dig it. I dig it, especially with the 80s vibe that you're saying this game has.
Oh, dude, you got the, it's got the gold chains hanging out, you know, like everything. They got the hamburger meat coming out of their shirts, you know.
It's probably as close to Miami Vice as you can get.
Ah, okay. So then I love the pick. It didn't make my list. John?
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't make my list either. But just keep on listening because I do have some Vice City that I do want to geek out over.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. I am up now to my track three, and I'm going off of, apparently, Grand Theft Auto's San Andreas. And I'm going with the second single from 1987's Appetite for Destruction. I'm going with Guns N' Roses' Welcome to the Jungle. Reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, was number 467 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list. And in 2009, it was named the greatest hard rock song of all time by VH1, while in the same year, the readers of Rolling Stone magazine rated it the greatest sports anthem, which is very fitting because we talked about Welcome to the Jungle on episode 22, the Battle of Guns N' Roses, obviously, featuring John Pritchard from the Well Disguised podcast. Episode 24, the Battle of Sports Anthems, featuring Justin Penick of the Talking Giants podcast. And episode 62, album opening tracks, featuring Dave Zalatoris from the Beer in Front podcast. Considering this isn't even my favorite Guns N' Roses song, I sure as hell have talked about it a lot on this show, as I've had it now 4 times. Shout out on Twitter to K Hutch, who also chimed in with this one. My track three, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Gomez?
Dude, great, great song. First of all, it fits for San Andreas because when you look at the game and the culture of San Andreas, it is like Welcome to the Jungle. It's just a great pick. It did not make my list. But now I got 2 songs for honorable mentions right now. One from John there and one from you. This is hard, but good job, Brian. I love that pick.
Thank you.
To be honest with you, that actually came close for me because I had this 1979 and that one fighting. I was like, I wonder which one I should pick. And I'm like, I got to go with something different. So I went ahead and did Smashing Pumpkins instead. So unfortunately, I didn't make my cut.
All right. Well, John, we are back to you now for your track 4.
Okay. So this is actually something that was actually on the Friday the 13th remake. And this is actually one of my favorite songs to play on Vice City. And that is Sister Christian, sung by Night Ranger. This is actually another song that I decided to do. And because of the fact that this is also off the Friday the 13th remake, and also to, I have to put this on my list because whenever I'm golfing on GTA, whenever I'm going on a golf cart, I have to play this on Vice City. And that is, of course, Sister Christian. This is one of my favorite songs to actually listen to on this game. It is hands down one of my favorites.
Such a great song. And it just reminds me of the movie Boogie Nights, too. When the guy's singing it right at the fireplace, he's like, murder it! And he screams it out loud. And these guys were all like scared like hell because they just want to get some stuff. You know what I mean? So great song. I could see the golf club swinging type going after that guy. And hearing this song, it's a great tune. I love the pick. Didn't make my list, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, no Night Ranger for me either. It's just slightly not heavy enough to go where I am heading, obviously, if you haven't figured that out yet. But I love that song. Obviously, no denying it. It's a power ballad staple. Easy staple. Gomez, we are back to you now for your track 4.
All right. So I went off 3 Vice Cities in a row. Usually I do not do that, but I did because I loved Vice City so much. But I'm going to give some props to GTA 4 now. I went with Swiss Beats' Top Down. Now, learning about this song, this was not made for him. This song was initially meant for Nas, but Swiss Beats nailed it out of the park. You know what I mean? Now, this song does make me go after get a convertible in the game and drive with Top Down, you know what I mean, and have some fun. It's a great song. It was in the 2010 movie, The Other Guys, which I believe that was Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell in the movie. Yep. That was a pretty decent, funny movie. But this was another, just one of those great songs I love hearing. So track 4, Swiss Beats, Top Down, GTA 4.
Just to keep this moving along, Gomez, I don't have any hip hop on my list. I don't have any pop on my list. I don't have any country on my list. So
really?
Great pick. Did not go where I was heading with mine. So I'll just make that short and sweet. John?
Yeah, it didn't make my list either, even though it's a great song. I love Nas. I love hip hop music. I have a huge love for it. Unfortunately, I didn't have room for it because I had other hip hop music in my list that I wanted to put on there. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Well, moving on now to my track 4, I am going back again to Grand Theft Auto's San Andreas. This should probably be the first game I purchased based on my list so far.
That's if you have a PlayStation 5.
There you go. And it's the second single from their 1988 album, Vivid. I'm going with Living Color, Cult of Personality. Reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 9 on the Billboard Album Rock Tracks chart. Won the Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Performance at the 32nd Annual Grammy Awards. And the music video won the MTV Video Music Award for Best Group Video. And the band won for Best New Artist. One of the best opening guitar riffs of all time. Period. Hard stop. We also talk about this track on episode 29, The Battle of 80s Hard Rock, featuring Jim Santora, author of the underrated rock book. And I want to give a shout out on Twitter to Kay Hutch, who also chimed in with my track 4, Living Color, Cult of Personality. Gomez?
I'm going to make this short and sweet. Did not make my list, but it's another great song for a job. That's all I'm going to say. I'm keeping it PG tonight.
Yeah, it didn't make my list, unfortunately. But it's a great track. I definitely like it when I'm doing a job as well. So, you know, I give you some props, though, for coming up with that, though, on your list. That's actually pretty cool.
Thanks, man. Well, we are moving on to track 5. Gomez's has already been revealed with Smashing Pumpkins 1979. John, what do you have for your track 5?
Okay, this one comes from Vice City. So here's the thing. I love the song Love My Way. That's actually featured on The Wedding Singer. But I had to go in a slightly different direction because of the fact this was a song that was actually featured on Vice City in the promos. And it's by A Flock of Seagulls. And that song is I Ran So Far Away, which is actually one of my favorite songs. And everybody's always just questioning me, why do you like that song? It's just the same thing over and over again. I don't care. I like it. When I'm going in the mall, whenever I'm going through Vice City and just looking around, I love just going on the bridge and everything and just looking around and listening to that track. It's just a great track.
That's a great, great tune. I love it. I actually have another song from Vice City. It wasn't that one, but The Flock of Seagulls. I just love The Wedding Singer. He started with the hair and everything. It's like, Flock of Seagulls much lately? You know, so again, great pick. That's, you know, Vice City had so many great 80s songs that it was so hard to choose. And when I get to mine, I'll tell you who I have for Vice City, but it was a hard decision not to have this in my repertoire of music tonight. It was difficult.
Yeah, obviously it did not make mine considering where my playlist is heading.
Where is
but
your playlist?
But I do heading? Want to point out.
You know, for someone who doesn't play video games, your playlist is pretty kick-ass, I must have to say.
Oh, well, thank you.
But I'm not voting for you, though.
Of course you wouldn't. I won't vote for you either. Be wasting votes, just canceling each other out.
I know, exactly.
As much as that did not make my playlist, Bowling for Soup on the Drunk Enough to Dance album does a great cover of it. That's really worth checking out, but unfortunately did not make my list. Moving on to my track 5, though, I'm going off of Vice City with my pick.
Ooh.
And I'm going with the lead single from 1984's Power Slave, my personal favorite Iron Maiden album, Put Your Horns Up for 2 Minutes to Midnight. Reached number 25 on Billboard's Top Album Tracks chart. Other video games feature this song, believe it or not, and neither one should be a surprise. Guitar Hero 5 and Rock Band. shout out again on Twitter to Kay Hutch. Him and I are eye to eye on this one tonight. He also chimed in with this. My track five, Iron Maiden, 2 minutes to midnight. I'm guessing I'm on an island with this one.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely on an island way by yourself. But it's a great pick, though, dude. You can't go wrong with Iron Maiden, man.
John?
Definitely not. Unfortunately, that didn't make my list, but here's the thing. I like your list enough to where I'm like, if I'm shopping on Spotify and looking for something Grand Theft Auto-wise, I definitely listen to your playlist because I like it. But it just didn't make my cut.
All right. John, we are back to you with your track six.
So here's the thing. This is also going to be coming from the Wedding Singer soundtrack and also from San Andreas. And it's Billy Idol's White Wedding. This song just kicks ass all over the place, man. Like when he goes, ow, that's actually one of my favorite parts of that thing where he's just amped up and just going at it. That's just one of my favorite things to do when I'm running through the desert, whenever I'm going through a job or anything like that too. And it's just fantastic. It's just one of my favorites.
Man, hard not to pick a little Billy Idol again. That's a tip of the hat to that one. That could be another honorable mention, little Billy Idol, but great pick. I love it. Did not make my list, though, but we'll see what happens. You never know what surprises will come through tonight.
The first song mentioned tonight that actually made me raise my eyebrow a little bit if I would want to consider changing my honorable mention, but unfortunately, I'm not. I'm going to keep it still. I'm sticking with where I'm at right now. Not on my playlist, but love the song. Gomez, track six.
So track six. I'm going to have to give some props to one of the games I'm playing right now, GTA 5 on the PS5. And, you know, after you get done doing a job, after you're done having a few drinks, you want to hang out with the fellas. And you know where we're going with that one. And one of the songs that's in this fine establishment is a great singer. Lady Gaga, Applause. I'll tell you, this was a great song. And the fact that it's on GTA 5 too. Lady Gaga has done amazing songs so far, especially the one that I know Brian's about to say, Alejandro. It did not make Grand Theft Auto 5. Let's just keep that right. But it's just one of those great songs. So props up to Lady Gaga, Applause, my track six.
Gomez, you would have had my applause had you picked Alejandro. See what I did there?
Yeah, but Alejandro was not in Grand Theft Auto. Trust me.
Yeah, and it's not in my playlist either. Neither is Applause, no Lady Gaga, but I do like the song. I just, I'm getting your references as to where you're listening to it, but haven't played the game. But that was very well skirted around. Bravo, young man.
Thank you. Thank you. As a family man of two myself and a loving wife, I have to be careful.
There you go. John.
Yeah, unfortunately, that didn't make my list, but I do have to admit that is a great song to actually listen to when you're just chilling with your boys and just wanted to have some downtime in the game. So definitely a great pick.
All right. Well, moving on to my track six, I'm going off of Vice City Stories. And I'm going back to 1983. And I'm going with the title track to Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon. Reached number 12 on the Billboard album Rock Tracks and features Jake E. Lee on lead guitar. This song is classic Ozzy. It's been a mainstay in his set list since the song was released. Cover versions, Strung Out covered the song on the 2000 compilation Punk Goes Metal, and Shadows Fall covered it on their deluxe edition of Retribution. For more on this song, you could check out episode 38, The Battle of Ozzy Osbourne, featuring Alex Alt from the Sly Dog Music Cast. Guessing where my playlist is going and where what I've heard from you guys tonight, I'm on an island again, but I've got my horns up. Maybe somebody else is going to raise them with me for at least one toast on this island. Track six, Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon. Gomez?
Sorry, it's not on my list. Great pick, though. If people could see what we're doing, I would, you know, just I was trying to give Brian the horns and I waved them off. So great pick, Brian. I wish it was on my list, but it did not.
All right, John.
Well, I have some good news. That's actually my number 10 on my on my list.
Yes, I actually have someone on my island for a song.
That's probably the only song.
Yeah, Gomez, but now I get to hand you a trifecta killing axe.
That's fine.
Dude, we have to pass the axes around. This is part of the rules, man. As you were saying, John?
But yes, Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon is probably one of my favorites. And I also love the music video. The music video for that is just fantastic. And even whenever I'm going over into the club part, I always put on that song. I don't know. It's just to amp up the character in the video game and also myself just to go inside a club and dance and have that song playing beforehand. I love it.
All right. Well, John, we are now right back to you for your track 7.
So my track 7, I went with a little bit of hip hop in this one. This is actually one of my favorite songs in GTA 5. Not only that, but I love Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is actually one of my favorite hip hop artists, of course, with Eminem and stuff like that. But the next episode featuring Snoop Dogg on GTA 5, I love it. That is hands down one of my favorite albums to listen to is the Chronic 2001. I remember listening to that in high school. It's just a good vibe. And also too, it's just one of those songs that you can just listen to going through different neighborhoods and just blasting some hip hop music.
Fantastic pick. I do have hip hop from GTA 5. It was not Dre. It was a hard one, but I went with something that I always liked growing up hearing the song. I made a little parody to it back in the day a little bit, but I will talk about that when I get to it.
All right. And obviously I'm not doing any hip hop on my list tonight, but that is a killer, killer tune. I absolutely love it. Gomez, we are back to you now for your track 7.
So track 7, I'm going to take it back to Vice City the last time. I quadruple dipped in this soundtrack. One of the songs that I truly loved in this repertoire of Vice City was Laura Branigan, Self Control. This album peaked number 23 in the U.S. Billboard 200. It was certified platinum by the Recording Industries of America. Internationally, it is very well known in the top 5 in several European countries. Let me tell you, this song had this darkness of this song, hearing the guitar, the way she sings the song, and it fit perfectly for Vice City. And this is would be perfect when you're about to whack somebody. I have to say it. Sorry, I couldn't resist because it has that Godfather Scarface feel for that song. But it was also in a great, great TV show in the 80s, and it was in Knight Rider, Halloween Night. So it was a great theme song for that because of the scariness of the show for the Halloween and everything, and it fit perfectly for that. So track 7, Laura Branigan, Self Control, GTA Vice City.
Obviously did not make my list considering where my playlist is going, but I do want to give a shout out to our friends at the Z1 Pod who chimed in on Twitter with that one.
Nice. So see,
we have some crossover there from the online playlisters. John, any Laura Branigan on your playlist?
Unfortunately not, but I do have to admit it's a great time to do some whacking whenever it comes down to it. So with that song and self-control, what else do you need whenever you're trying to have some self-control while doing something on GTA? So that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens to go dun, 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 a little too much.
Maybe a little too much.
All right. Well, I am going on to my track 7 now, and I'm sticking with Vice City Stories for mine. And I'm also sticking with 1983, because when you think Ozzy, there was always another name that popped up right after it, and it fits perfectly into my playlist. Dio with Holy Diver from 1983's album of the same name reached number 12 on the Billboard US mainstream rock charts. And in 2009, it ranked number 43 on VH1's Top 100 Hard Rock Songs. In 2009, Killswitch Engage covered this song for Kerrang! Magazine's compilation High Voltage, A Brief History of Rock. And the song also appeared on their deluxe edition of As Daylight Dies, as well as the 2014 compilation, Ronnie James Dio, This Is Your Life. Both versions, meaning Dio and Killswitch Engage's versions, appear, going back to video games, in the Rocksmith video game. My track 7, Dio, Holy Diver.
Well, you know, Brian, I know where your list went. Unfortunately, my list went a whole different curve, right, left, straight, down. Just like in the video game, I'm all over the place. So great pick. Did not make my list.
John?
Unfortunately, you're on that island by yourself. I moved out. And I got a boat. So
I was going to say you were a holy diver into the ocean to swim away. Oh,
unfortunately, man, unfortunately. But I do love that song. I love that track. You did an excellent job. But unfortunately, it didn't make my cut.
You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
I would never, ever, ever call Dio a weak link.
I wasn't talking about Dio, dude. I was talking about you.
Yeah, well, my pick, which is Dio. Rock fans, back me up. Vote for me. I'm calling it early.
Oh, my God. You're going with the sympathy votes already?
No sympathy. I've never played the game. Just go with the rock, man. Track 8, John, you're up.
Okay, so here's the thing. With my track 8, I decided to go with Gorillaz, Feel Good Incorporated. And that's actually on GTA 5. And I love this song. It takes me back to my high school years of just blasting this in the car. But not only blasting it in the car, but just going around the city area on a job and having the windows down, or if you're even running around in a convertible and have the top down and going on the beach, I love it. I love the song. It makes you feel good. It has that vibe to it, that California kind of vibe scenario. So yeah, I decided to go with Gorillaz, Feel Good Incorporated.
That's a great song. I love it. That was a damn hard for me to cut too. As you see, I have my pen on my hand. It's another one I wrote down because it's a great pick. So love it. I wish it was on my list, but my God, I'm going to have a hard time tonight.
Well, this is Feel Bad Inc. for me because I don't have it on mine either. So another bad dad joke as well. Gomez, we're back to you for your track 8.
So track 8, you know, I'm feeling nostalgia again. So I went with GTA 5. And what song did I go with? Starship, We Built This City. And let me tell you, this was a great song because I feel like as you're dealing with Mike, Trevor, Dwayne, all these guys in the game of GTA 5, it feels like I'm rebuilding the damn city because I'm tearing it down so much. So it's just one of those great 80s songs. It does appear on several worst songs list. I don't know why. It's actually a really cool song. I like it. Probably in the world's worst movie, Rock of Ages, no comment. But I feel it's a great song. So I track 8 for me, Starship, We Built This City, GTA 5.
Gomez, I am a little disappointed in you because you didn't mention it was in a movie that I get to drop now. 2011's The Muppets. It was the theater refurbishing scene.
Yes.
And they did it to this song. My kids absolutely love it. Believe it or not, I would almost consider throwing this at the end of my hard rock and metal playlist just for the hell of it, because this song is so much fun. I hate the fact that it's on like most hated songs list.
I don't know why. This is a great song. You're right. My kids would hurt me because I didn't say that, because my son loves the Muppets and Muppets Most Wanted. And we were watching this and he was shaking his booty to this song. So good thing he doesn't understand podcasting yet. He's only 2.
he'll check on that later on. John.
Oh, good Lord.
Unfortunately, I don't have that on my list, but it's a great track. I definitely do recommend listening to that whenever you get a chance to play that game. So,
all right. Moving on to my track 8. I am going off of Grand Theft Auto's Vice City. This is the only single from this group's second full-length album, Spreading the Disease, an album featuring Neil Turpin on lead vocals. I am going with Anthrax, Madhouse. In 2009, the track was named 46th best hard rock song of all time by VH1. And because we're talking Anthrax, we talk more about this song on episode 25, The Battle of Anthrax, featuring our friend Jason Whistle from the It's Not That Bad podcast. Shout out on Twitter once again to Kay Hutch, who also chimed in with this one. My track 8, I know I'm on an island with it, and I don't care, Madhouse.
Well, Brian, you and I got to see Anthrax. Great show, great pick. It just did not make my list. My last two are very special.
All right, John, you have one song left. I'm guessing Anthrax ain't it.
No, I went hip hop again. And I went with Kanye West's Flashing Lights with GTA 4. And here's the thing. I love this song on GTA 4 because of all the flashing lights and stuff like that. Of course, when you're on the run in GTA doing jobs. But I love this for what it is. It's one of those things that you can just get into the vibe of GTA and what it is. And also has that New York kind of vibe and flavor to it, which just also represents GTA, in my opinion.
Wow, great pick. I do have a hip hop song, but it wasn't Kanye. And we already know where Brian's list went. So
yeah, didn't make mine. And with that, John, I also have to deliver the bad news to you that you are the first one closed out officially tonight because your track 10 has already been revealed. Gomez, I'm going to guess that neither one of us have any of the four songs we're about to talk about. I'm just going to guess.
John, we would like to hear your comments on the songs we do pick. So let's see what happens.
Gomez, your track 9.
Track 9. I went with hip hop, baby. That's why you see the hat tilted going down. We're going with 1996 smash hit Bone Thugs and Harmony, first of the month, GTA 5. I'll tell you, this song is great. I love it. It's also perfect when you're about to hype up for a job and it's a paycheck at the end of the day. Also, I did make fun of this song back in high school. I'm not going to say what it was, but if anybody who knows me, they know the joke I did on it. So I'm not going to say any word. So track 9, Bone Thugs and Harmony, first of the month, GTA 5.
Obviously didn't make my list because it is not a hard rock or metal song. John, would you like to chime in on this one?
Here's the thing. I love that song. I think it's a fantastic song for playing that video game, though, too. It also represents, again, another correlation when you're traveling through the city area. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a perfect pick. And I would actually have that on my list, but there was just so many songs from that. It just didn't make my final cut.
All right. Well, moving on to my track 9, I'm going with Vice City once again. The third track from 1986's Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? Megadeth, Peace Sells. In 2006, VH1 ranked Peace Sells at number 11 on their list of 40 greatest metal songs of all time. And anyone who watched MTV growing up will remember when Kurt Loder gave the news on MTV. You'd always have the closing sting, which would be MTV News. You hear it. Doom, 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 burst. And that is Megadeth's Peace Sells. Dave Mustaine actually claims MTV has never paid the band royalties for that use of the song.
That doesn't surprise me.
Let that one sink in. Other video games, NHL 10, Rock Band 2, True Crime, Streets of LA, and downloadable content for Guitar Hero 5 and Rock Band 4. Gomez, you only have track 10 left. Maybe you're going to shock me and close with this one.
No, sorry.
Right. Well, John, obviously didn't make yours, but any thoughts on Megadeth Peace Sells?
I love Megadeth. Megadeth is hands down one of my favorite rock bands of all time. Rings up there with Metallica and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're looking at Vice City, it's great to play in that 80s era and just be able to just put out those devil horns and just go full throttle in your car and just hitting the gas pedal, 90 to nothing. So, yeah. I definitely can see why you put that in there.
All right, Gomez, you are now closing out with your track 10.
Yeah, but you know what? I want to hear your track 10 because my track 10 is a doozy. So I'd say you go first.
Wow, he's discounting my track 10.
No, I'm not. I just want to hear yours first.
Okay. Well,
because you never know. It could be a match made in heaven.
I'll break the rules because this is your big episode. I don't want to.
Not my big episode.
Well, dude, you've been asking for this for 60 something episodes. This is your day in the sunshine. I will go first with mine. I will leapfrog you, if you want to call that. Even though I'd probably hurt myself.
You're gonna need a bacchiotomy.
Yeah, exactly. My track 8 was Anthrax, Madhouse. My track 9 was Megadeth, Peace Sells. Metallica has never allowed a song in Grand Theft Auto, or else I would have closed 7, 8, 9, 10 with the big four. But without Metallica, my track 10 from Grand Theft Auto's Vice City, Slayer, oh yeah, Raining Blood from the 1986 studio album Rain in Blood. Again, closing out with the big four, but Metallica's not on it. So yeah. The big three. Other video games, Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, and downloadable content for Rock Band 3 and Rocksmith 2014. Cover songs. In 2004, the song was sampled by Little John and the East Side Boys for Stop Effing With Me from his Crunk Juice album. Mm-hmm. There was a cover in 2006 by Diecast on their deluxe edition of the Tearing Down Your Blue Skies album. Ice-T's Body Count on their 2017 album Bloodlust, and the most interesting cover of them all, Tori Amos, who covered this as a piano ballad on her 2001 album, Strange Little Girls. One last shout out on Twitter to Kay Hutch, who chimed in with this one. My track 10. I know neither one of you have it. I know I'm on an island, but it's an island. There's no way you have, looking at your play. If you close with Raining Blood, I will Venmo you $20.
Well, get the Venmo right now. I'm only kidding.
No, you're right. I didn't say. I'll buy your track 10. No,
you're going to have to, because my track 10 is actually a cool one.
Oh, you just offended all the Slayer fans.
No, Slayer is a great. No, I did not. I just said mine's a cool one. I didn't say yours wasn't bad. I said yours is a great pick. Nice try, though, to try to swing boats your way.
John, I'm interrupting you, too. John.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's screaming out for me for help.
He is.
Poor guy. That's why by himself. He's over there with the flare gun. I'm going to help this dude out. But no, I love Slayer. Slayer is great guitar riffs. And they're heavy at their best. And, you know, I can see why. I'm a metal guy, though, to myself. I like a little bit of hip hop with my stuff, though, as well. But, you know, when you're looking at this, with Vice City, it's actually a perfect track to just a headbang to with the 80s hairstyles and stuff like that at that time. So, yeah, I could see why you would actually pick that. So kudos for you for picking that track.
Well, thank you, Gomez. I know I'm on an island with this one, so yeah. Why don't you just give us your track 10?
So, track 10 comes out of GTA 5. Now, anybody who knows I love my movies, this is in a 1986 movie. It's also featured in a $2,022 billion movie that surpassed 2 weeks ago, Top Gun Maverick, and it's Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone. When you think about the song, it's the perfect fit to end the soundtrack for me, especially with the way my soundtrack went. Had a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and now I'll do the mic drop. Boom. sorry, I couldn't resist. What I love about it is, like, if you play GTA 5 like I do, you actually get to pilot planes and air fighters. So this is the perfect song to hear, and you're thinking you're our Maverick from Top Gun, except Goose is dead from the original. So unfortunately, you're on your own, like he was in Top Gun Maverick. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, if anybody gets a chance to see Top Gun Maverick, it surpasses the first one dramatically. Unbelievable movie. Great job 35 years later. But it's great for the game. It's great when you're flying. It's great when you're driving. So Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, track 10, GTA 5. Boom.
Going out with authority, but it would not have fit in my playlist. However, Episode 14, the Battle of 80s Soundtrack Songs. We have a lot to talk about that one way before Maverick was ever out in theaters. That was with Chris Hartman from the film Exile. So check that one out. John obviously didn't make either of our lists. Gomez is on Danger Zone Island. But what do you got to say about this one?
I love Danger Zone. Danger Zone is a perfect closer for that track list that he has. Also, too, Top Gun Maverick is hands down my favorite movie of the year so far. I've seen it and plays off of the nostalgia, but also allows it to be its own movie. It is a fantastic closing soundtrack. And of course, when you're in GTA and you're flying around, you do feel like you're a Maverick and you're flying solo. It's just fantastic. Even when you're parachuting out of the airplane, it's even better because then you actually feel like you're in Top Gun. And I love it. So,
unfortunately, Goose is not with us on this one.
No, rest in peace. But we got Rooster, though. So
we have Rooster, you know, Bradley,
which is also a reference to Alice in Chains. But yeah.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, now we are going to do our aerobatics here as we flip and fly through each other's playlists to reveal our. Yeah, like what I do with this.
I like that one.
To reveal our honorable mentions. So, John, you're on the trapeze first.
Trapeze first.
We're going off the rails. Okay, there we go. We got it. What do you got for your honorable mention song of the night?
So for the honorable mention, I would have to be honest with you, with Gomez's closer, because that's just epic. That's epicness right there. I have to go with his. I'm so sorry that you're on that island, like Tom Hanks on Castaway, but you're just going to have to wait 5 years later until we actually do another Playlist Wars for GTA.
I'll stay on this island. It's a rock party here. I am keeping mine. like I said on track one of the night, Killing in the Name, obviously you could see how well it fits into my playlist. Although We Built This City by Starship, did I almost wanted to close with that just as a goofy whatever at the end of the night, but I do love the song. Gomez, you are now down to you for the last honorable mention pick of the night.
Talk about stress now, because Brian, you have Welcome to the Jungle. John has Rage, Killing in the Name. This is difficult, man. And shoot. I'm going to go with an honorary trifecta. We're going to go Rage, Killing in the Name.
All right. And now we have our only last song of the night, an honorary trifecta for Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name. Well, now's the time we're each going to go through our playlists one by one so everyone can hear our idea of a Grand Theft Auto playlist in its entirety with our honorable mention picks. John, why don't we start with you?
Okay, number one, I had Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name. Number two, Stevie Nicks, Itch of 17. Number three, Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. Then, of course, I also did Sister Christian, which is one of my favorite tracks. And then on Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away. Then number six, Billy Idol, White Wedding. Then number seven, Dr. Dre, The Next Episode. And then, of course, number eight is Gorillaz, Feel Good Incorporated. Then number nine is Kanye West's Flashing Lights. And then finishing off with Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon. And with my honorable mention, I have Danger Zone. So there you go.
Gomez.
So track one, Bryan Adams, Run to You from GTA Vice City. Track two, yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart, GTA Vice City, which Bryan is on a lonely island right now, guys. track three, Jan Hammer's Crockett's Theme from GTA Vice City. I lost count. Track four, Swiss Beats, Top Down, GTA 4. Track five, Smashing Pumpkins, 1979, GTA 4. Track six, Lady Gaga, Applause, GTA 5. Track seven, Laura Branigan, Self-Control, GTA Vice City. Track eight, Starship, We Built This City, GTA 5. Track nine, Bone Thugs and Harmony, First of the Month, GTA 5. And the super-duper closer, Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, GTA 5, with my honorable mention, Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name.
All right, and I kick things off with my track one, Alice in Chains, Them Bones. Track two, Motley Crue's Wild Side. Track three, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Track four, Living Colors, Cult of Personality. Track five, Iron Maiden's 2 Minutes to Midnight. Track six, Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon. Track seven, Dio's Holy Diver. Track eight, Anthrax's Madhouse. Track nine, Megadeth, Peace Sells. And track 10, Slayer's Raining Blood, with my honorable mention, making an honorary trifecta tonight, Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of. Three distinctly different playlists we've got tonight. All three separate islands here, folks. We turn it over to you now. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. Visit the Grand Theft Auto page or click the link in our show notes and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. John, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Why don't you tell people a little bit more about Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite, and where they can find the show?
Okay, so you guys, go on ahead. If you love TV reviews, if you like movie reviews, if you like that kind of stuff, my podcast is for you. We have a YouTube channel. We just crossed 1,200 subscribers over there. We do trailer reactions. We also do little small nuggets of movie news topics. Like, for instance, why is Netflix failing? We also did that. Binge watching versus watching TV shows weekly. I've done that. So anything for your entertainment needs and pleasures, I have that on my YouTube channel. And of course, you can also get us on audio only podcasts, wherever you guys get your major podcasts from. And of course, on our Facebook page at Movie Lovers TV Lovers Unite over there. And then at Twitter at Movie Lovers Unit over there, because they won't let me have the E. But but that's everywhere you can reach me at, including on Instagram as well. And then we also do Pinterest, but I don't really post on Pinterest that much. But, you know, in case you guys wanted to see what I have over there. So that's everything that you need to know about Movie Lovers Unite. And I do appreciate this, guys. It's been an honor.
Well, thank you, dude. We had a great time.
I love listening to y'all's podcast. I'm a huge music junkie myself. and stuff like that. I like doing stuff outside of my norm. And I love listening to the banter between you guys. You guys are just awesome at what you guys are doing and everything. Keep up the awesome work.
Thank you so much, man. We thank appreciate you, it. And thank you You're for welcome. Being a part of that banter with us tonight. We had a great time, man.
This was a great show, even though I kept it PG for me.
Good for us. Yay for us.
Thank you so much, John, for joining us for this video game Playlist Wars with us for GTA.
Anytime.
Brian, I can't thank you enough for what you do for us and the show. You are truly awesome, man. Thank you for being there from the beginning on this awesome venture we've started. Check us out on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. And we would really appreciate if you join us on Patreon.com/PlaylistWars. Thank you to all the playlisters. We will see you next time when a new battle takes place on Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.